Today on Real Life Radio.
No one's leading the world right now. This is a great moment for somebody to lead the world. But you need a crisis to lead the world. You need like a World War III to lead the world. You need something. Every leader that has risen up to global status has come through crises. And the Bible says there's going to be such a thing.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, do you need help facing a crisis with confidence? What about understanding your emotions, dealing with depression? When you just can't take it anymore, does that sound familiar? Well, my friend Dr. Ed Heinzen has written a book called Trusting God When Times Are Tough. This is a great book, much needed for times like these. Get a copy for yourself. You might want to get a copy for your friend. He covers so many wonderful topics that you and I deal with every day. And from a great theologian who's now with Jesus Christ, but before he went to see the Lord, he gave us a great life example and great books like this one. Get your own copy for yourself, Trusting God When Times Are Tough.
That's Trusting God When Times Are Tough by Dr. Ed Heinzen. For a limited time, Real Life Ministries is offering this exceptional book as a thank you for your generous donation. Add Trusting God When Times Are Tough to your library by supporting Real Life today. Get it for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now with his message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3. Now, this is a message we're breaking to as we take a biblical look at recent global events in light of increasing deception. You see, even true believers can be deceived. It's why the Bible is so important. It exposes deception and tells you what to do with it. Deception is so dangerous that it can lead to eternal separation from God. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that we really can expect strange happenings from now on. There will be those who explain away the deity of Jesus and promote the merging of gods, demigods, and artificial intelligence. It's why the Christ follower really must test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. Now, with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When people under hypnosis talked about their abduction, they all said, I'm not afraid to die. That there's another world out there, and I met those things out there. It's okay. And Jesus is one of them. Not once was it said Buddha is one of them. You know, you want to know why? Buddha doesn't matter. Every single report that brought up a religious conversation put Jesus down. And no other religious leader was mentioned. Muhammad wasn't mentioned. Confucius wasn't mentioned. Joseph Smith wasn't mentioned. Nobody was mentioned but one. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes.
Interesting. People claim to have been abducted. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. That demonic manifestations can come and tamper with people. Go and pray before you go, but when you look at what is known as spirit entries, occult activity, and satanic religion, you will quickly come in contact with a word called incubus. Incubus, and there's the other word. Where in satanic worship and satanic activity, or where there's demonic strongholds, human beings have experienced physical abuse by invisible creatures. Bites on the back and on the buttocks, claw marks in the, where they can't reach themselves. Unusual pressure or tension on the body during the night. Dreams that they're in a dream, but not in a dream. Images coming through the walls to have some form of physical encounter. You say, Jack, you got to be kidding me. Number one, I'm not kidding you. The satanic world talks about it. And number two, you ought to go on a ride-along with us pastors sometime. When you see 17-year-old girl giving a report of what happened, and her back is bitten up by, how do you explain that? She said, Jackie, you gotta be crazy. I understand, maybe I am crazy, but it's what we saw. And it's what plagues her life. By the way, it turned out that in her life, a family member had a series of ancient, highly valued, ancient pagan gods from the Incas. And they were in the house. The Bible talks about things like this. See, Jack, you're freaking me out. I'm freaking myself out. So we're in this together. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, For we do not wrestle. Again, I wonder how much we believe in the Bible. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Do you really believe that? I mean, think about it. Do you really believe it? I never thought about that before. Mm-hmm. But what do we wrestle against? Against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Oh, what's that? Levels and ranks of demonic, invisible creatures. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bible. I can hear my friends saying, brah, better you than me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, our skin, we do not war according to our skin. For the weapons of our warfare are not of our skin, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Christian, you and I are walking around in a universe where you and I can see one another, but as a Christian, we know that there's a world surrounding us that's invisible. And that's exactly what the Bible teaches. And very few people can handle this. You want Sunday morning church, kids ministry, out you go. And Satan wants you to keep it that way. The moment you wake up to a world that is invisible, well, that's just a little bit too much. In the days of deception, number three is this. What is the world observing at the present hour, at this present time? And according to the Bible, man's last attempt will be to govern himself in the coming new world that's to be launched. We can already see hints of that. I believe a lot of this international government control is leading up to that. I also believe, and I haven't heard anybody say this, but I've said it for a long time. I'm going to say it again, and I think it's of God. When you look around and you see how leaderless the world is right now, it's a grand moment for somebody to rush in and save the day, don't you think? You find me a leader in the world that is in power at this moment, apart from maybe Netanyahu, but he could be out at any time. But he's not leading the world. No one's leading the world right now. This is a great moment for somebody to lead the world. But you need a crisis to lead the world. You need like a World War III to lead the world. You need something. Every leader that has risen up to global status has come through crises. And the Bible says there's going to be such a thing. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Wow. It's underway. Only he, that's the Holy Spirit, who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's the second coming of Christ. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Listen up, everyone, with all power. You and I do not know what that means. Do you understand that? Satan is coming again before the second coming of Christ to earth, and he's going to deceive with all power. You have no idea. I have no idea. Nobody has a clue as to the magnitude of that power. Signs, miracles. Satan is going to deceive people by miracles and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception, there's that word, among those who are perishing. Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. You want to be deceived? God's going to let you have it. You can be deceived. That they should believe the lie. And we don't know what the lie is. It's definitely, both in Greek and English, definite article. It's not a lie. It's the lie. What will the lie be? We don't know. It could be that the lie is the Antichrist we know in 2 Thessalonians declares himself to be God. Is that the lie? Maybe. Is the lie? Notice that he who hinders will do so until he's taken out of the way, then the wicked one shall be revealed. Is the lie some alien type of explanation to what's happened? We don't know, but a lie is coming, and it is definitive. It will be a lie. What's the danger of lies? Can you help me out here? What harm could a lie do? Deceive, trick, mislead. Did somebody say steal? That's good. Corrupt. How about all of the above? When a lie is spoken, no wonder Jesus said, when you speak a lie, you're speaking it of your father, the devil, because he was the father of all lies and he was a murderer from the beginning. How did Satan murder the human race? Told a lie. He didn't use a 45. He didn't use a machete. He used a lie. And Jesus said it's going to be like that in the end. Lies are going to be told.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Now, here's where it gets exciting. All that was been sleepy time till right now. How sure can we know in the last days when God speaks to Daniel to write down all the world governing empires until Christ returns? The last world governing empire, listen, is in Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse 40. And the fourth kingdom, that's the final one. It hasn't come yet. According to the book of Daniel, it's not yet come. The fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Verse 41, whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. Think about mixing iron and clay together. Play-Doh and metal pieces. It's not going to work very well. So the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly fragile. Verse 43, are you sitting down? As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they, personal pronoun, will mingle with the sperm of men. What's going on? AI? Alien sightings? Now, ever since 1933, when the first reports of UFO type stuff began to surface, and then Roswell, and then this, and then it's quiet, and then there's more, and there's more, and there's these abduction reports, and all this stuff, and crop circles, and all this stuff. It's just a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit to maybe some of us sitting here today going, whatever. I mean, let's be honest, Hollywood has just, they've just dazzled us out of our own wits, have they not? Nothing really impresses us anymore. You say, Jack, this just can't be true. Well, if it is true, look what the Pope's going to do about it. Yep, look what the Pope said. Pope Francis says he would definitely baptize aliens if they asked him to. See, number four is this. What can we expect to see from now on? I think we can expect to see strange. Yes. That's what I'm calling it, strange. And strange has already begun. And if you want to see strange, sad to say, you can always go to Harvard University where you'll meet this guy. Abraham Loeb, Avi Loeb. AI encounters of the third kind. Harvard professor with a very active mind believes aliens will make first contact with artificial intelligence, not humans. And let me read you what he has to say about this, that aliens will not make the first contact with us, but with AI, but instead communicate directly with Earth's artificial intelligence. In a new documentary, God versus Aliens, Loeb suggests extraterrestrials will send AI drones to Earth rather than occupied vehicles. Loeb proposed that the alien visitations will most likely prove to be some form of AI. That means there's a possibility that their AI could communicate with our AI and bypass humans altogether, which is a bit scary to think about. Loeb suggests that the alien AI may feel a kinship with our AI, or our AI may imitate the alien AI and become like them. He said, "I've always been interested in how first contact would affect the world. It would be a massive thing. We're inching closer and closer to it with recent revelations." In fact, here's one of the recent revelations that they're putting out there. Could Jesus Christ be one of the first alien hybrids, the son of an extraterrestrial and earthly woman? See, that's crazy. I agree it's crazy, but it's an explanation to some people. What if some creature were to manifest itself and say or announce, "Hey, Jesus was one of me, one of us. You know how he did the stuff he did? Remember how he levitated across the Sea of Galilee? Watch this." Deception. See, that'll never happen. Did it happen before? Jesus said it's going to happen again. Listen, here's the thing. Don't laugh at Greek mythology. Greek mythology came out of ancient beliefs. Notice that most, if not all, Greek mythology and the demigods, if you stop to think for a moment where Hercules came from, and Zeus, and Orion, what about Poseidon? What about the gods of ancient mythologies of all of the cultures of the world, from Babylonianism all the way to modern time? The mythologies. Isn't it interesting that there's a cohabitation with these beings that visited somebody, and that woman got pregnant and she gave birth to Poseidon? That's the story. Isn't that interesting? Genesis beat them to it. It's remarkable. Yeah, I would expect strange from now on. I want to say this before it gets any later or the rapture happens. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again from the dead exactly as the Bible said he would. He's the eternal God, and he predates all of these things, no matter what anybody says. And the Bible will be your only defense, but it's the only defense you need about the lies that are coming. I want to give you a flurry of scriptures, and then I'll release you to the world. I guess you should write this down, number 5. How should we be living in the days ahead? D-A-Z-E. I'm going to give you this video, and I'm going to give you a flurry of scriptures. I want you to watch this. This dude is the John the Baptist of what's going on out there right now. He is the man. And I want you to hear what he's saying carefully.
It's more about what your intent is. Do you have a pure heart, for lack of a better word? Do you have a clearness in your mind and in your heart? Can you bring your mind and heart into resonance together and invite these civilizations to connect with you in this great purpose, this great journey that we're launching on as a civilization, where we are going to become interstellar?
Did you hear what he said? Got to invite him in. I watched that thing, and I got to tell you, if I wasn't a Christian, I would have signed up. That guy is so sincere. He's brilliant. And by the way, his study of ET stuff and UFOs led him into the occult, and he is now conducting a new version, a 21st century version of seances all over the world. And he's inviting, you can watch it. It's all filmed. He's asking his participants to invite the alien visitor in, but you have to be focused and pure of heart. That guy is one deceptive dude. He's very believable. I do not recommend people watch that without the Holy Spirit. Here you go. Luke 21:34, and then I'll let you go. I mean, not that quick, but quick. Luke 21:34, be careful, Jesus said, because your hearts could be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day close in on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, not you, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, that's in contrast, verse 4, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. This is spiritual laziness. But let us watch and be sober. Verse 7. For those who sleep, sleep at night. For those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 21:28. You guys want to stand? I'm really ending. Luke 21:28. Now when these things begin to happen, Jesus says, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing of his ministers, Satan's ministers, also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, and according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Almost done. Ephesians 4:14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Finally, Luke 21:8. And Jesus said, take heed that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. Amen. Church family, the things that are happening and the things that are going to happen that you cannot explain. Your Christian default is, this is demonic, this is not from Jupiter or some Martian planet. The things that are going on in the world around me, notice the onslaught is coming from all kinds of different angles. You and I are living in amazing days if you know the truth. Jesus said he is the truth and he would set you free. There's no greater protection than to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit as your internal guidance system. Father, we praise you and thank you. We ask you that we'd go forth today being ready and being equipped now. And a strange topic, no doubt, but a topic that is going to come on more and more, that we ought to be a people ready to answer all those who ask us a question regarding these things. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3. Thanks for listening in today, and our prayer is that you've come to know Jesus personally and that you are indeed eagerly awaiting the Lord's return. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, no matter what you're facing these days, God is there in the bad times as well as the good times.
But when life suddenly takes a turn for the worst, you know God's there, but you still might be wondering if He really cares. We get this idea stuck in our heads that God has more important things to do than to help us with our problems. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. We can rest in God's strength, and He's always nearer to us than we'll ever know. So if that sounds like you, our current featured resource is going to help and encourage you to gain a new outlook on life. It's called Trusting God When Times Are Tough. It's written by Ed Heinsohn. It's a resource packed with biblical truths on how to face a crisis with confidence and turn problems into opportunities. Trusting God When Times Are Tough. It's a must read if you want to conquer your anxiety, your disappointment, or even feelings of guilt and failure. And we've made this book available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.